Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka, and the studio is jam-packed this morning. We have special guests, researchers Nick Clement and Robert Schlater, who are here from the University of Idaho, and their project and job is to put together and map a skeleton of a killer whale found on Kruzoff Island. Was that last year? Yeah? Last year. So good morning. And welcome to the airwaves. So this is kind of an exciting and new thing, isn't it?
Well, new, not necessarily. Last year in January, we went up to Port Townsend to the Marine Science Center there and scanned an orca for them as well. So this is the second orca that we've actually digitized.
And so what is involved in digitizing a skeleton?
Well, the first step is actually finding one that someone's willing to let us scan. And fortunately, the people here at the Sitka Sound Science Center are getting ready to articulate one starting on Sunday. And so they managed to get a hold of Anna Kartula, who is the director of polar programs for the National Science Foundation. And she works really closely with our boss, Dr. Herbert Mashner, the director of the Idaho Museum of Natural History. And they decided that it would be a great opportunity for us to come up here and scan this one.
So what's involved in articulating a skeleton?
Well, on our end, what we do is we bring what's called a non-contact surface digitizer, 3D digitizer. It's a scanning laser where we'll scan each bone individually and create 3D models of each individual section of the whale. We'll take lots of 2D photographs, you know, archival photographs, and then we assemble them online on a computer screen. It's slightly different than what these guys will be doing, where they'll be rigging and mounting the skeleton for display in their gallery.
So what do you do with all this information?
It all goes online to a website called the Virtual Zooarchaeology of the Arctic, where we've got many thousands of 3D models of northern mammal species, ranging from whales to caribou, and everything in between. For researchers, the general public, educators can get online and look at these things.
That sounds like a huge undertaking.
It is. We've been working on it for many years now.
We started back in 2008 with a pilot project, and we are currently working on our second round of funding. And our director has just recently started putting together the paperwork for the third round, which hopefully will extend a little bit more south and cover a majority of North America, not just the Arctic.
So are you just looking at marine mammals, or what is the overall scope of this?
Well, originally we were only looking at about 42 taxa. Now we're trying to get every single bird, fish, and mammal that has existed in the Arctic, both extant and extinct. And we've actually managed to get one extinct animal so far. That's a great auk from the Smithsonian that we've partially digitized. But we're trying to identify others. There are some interesting pinnipeds that no longer exist that are very difficult to find, but we'd love to, scan some of those as well.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's really great about this collaboration that we're doing with Idaho State University is that there's very few full killer whale skeletons available to researchers, and very few that are articulated. So we, as part of our project, Elena Avery, our AmeriCorps volunteer, has done meristics on every bone and putting together a database for killer whale researchers. And that, in combination with this 3D scan, is going to be an invaluable tool for people studying meristics for this killer whale. And then we have the added benefit of actually hanging and displaying the killer whale here at the Science Center.
Yeah, that'll be great. I mean, that's a huge exhibit. So I guess, what is the overall goal for mapping all of these bones?
Well, from our perspective, the overall goal is to capture all of the surface at the highest resolution that we can, and then create versions of it that anyone in the world can manipulate, that you can take measurements on. So a scientist, say in Russia, can say, okay, is this something that's diagnostically interesting, and they can go in and they can measure it, and they can orient it the way they want to look at it, and they can generate whatever data they want to generate as if they were using the actual physical bone that's going to be hanging in the science center.
Right. Effectively, what we're creating is a surrogate of the actual object. So where someone won't have access to an orca skeleton or some other skeleton that they want to look at, these will be really the next best thing. And it's something that can be accessed anywhere in the world by anyone, anytime.
That's quite a concept to have a digital, tangible skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the original concept came from a faunal analyst who was having a lot of difficulty finding specimens to help him identify bones that had been recovered archaeologically. And it expanded massively from his original idea of, I really like the drawings and the books that I've got, but they're just not good enough. And now he's wanting us to do every single thing that's ever lived, which I don't think we'll get to, but...
So are different bones unique to different animals, or are there similarities, or...?
Well, there are a lot of similarities between similar species. Like, for example, a grizzly bear and a black bear, their bones are similar, but they are definitely distinct. You can tell them apart. The same thing with whales. You can tell that a killer whale and a harbor porpoise are actually related, but one's significantly larger than the other. Mm. And so you, by looking at the bones and looking at their shape, and some bones have very key attributes about them, that you can actually identify two species based off of, you know, just a little tiny piece of a bone, which is what, you know, the faunal analysts use to tell you what someone in the past was eating.
Mm-hmm. So it can really go a long way in expanding, you know, things that are already out there.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It will be an invaluable tool for researchers doing particularly faunal analysis or even just biology. A lot of times the relative availability of skeletal comparative collections is a real hindrance to doing good faunal analysis.
And what is faunal analysis?
That would be somebody who goes into the field, perhaps from an archaeological excavation or where they have found some animal remains, and just want to identify them. So a faunal analyst will go in and identify the big piles of bones and tell you what's there.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's a lot of bones on the shelf, too.
Yes.
Museums.
You bet. Absolutely.
Collections and federal buildings and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. And that is also another reason for creating this sort of central digital atlas, is to bring all of those collections into one place. It's something that we like to call the democratization of science. And that's bringing all of this science, all of this wealth of information out there together into one place that can be accessed by anyone.
So if people want to know more information about this, how can they find it?
Well, you can go online and go to the VZAP website. That's vzap.iri.isu.edu, and that has the digital bone atlases online, so you can check those out. We also have a website for the Idaho Virtualization Laboratory. It's ivl.imnh.isu.edu, so we can be accessed to either place, and there's lots of information there.
And locally here, if people want to see more?
Well, they can just come by the Sitka Sound Science Center.
And particularly next week, we're going to be doing the actual rearticulation, so taking our skeleton and doing the puzzling together of all the pieces and putting all those bones together so they can be displayed. So feel free to come by the Science Center, watch the staff, volunteers, and people that have helped out in the previous classes to come see that. And even this week, you can still see the scanning project going on. Just come into the building, and we're upstairs.
All right, excellent. Well, is there anything else you guys would like to add?
No, just that we're very excited about the collaboration with National Science Foundation and Idaho State University, and would love to see people down in the building.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
The more the merrier. Come on down.
No bones about it.
No bones about it.
All right, guys, thanks for stopping by. You're listening to Morning Edition on Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka.